February the 5th, 2001.
Good evening. Firstly, let me say, welcome back to those old friends, and welcome to our new friend. I wish to say to you this time that although this incident still has a little problem, as I said to you last time, it does not create a problem for us.
That's good.
If the lady should have to physically cough, then I will just withdraw a little. So please assure her that it is not a problem.
Yes.
We know she is concerned a little about it, but there is no need. To our new guest, I will say welcome. And although she joins us at a time of information which she may not understand, she will feel great benefit, my dear friends, from being in your company. She is on a trail of new knowledge, of different acceptance, and of seeking more truth. Now, my dear friends, as I said to you last time, we will embark upon a conversation which was touched upon before I left you for a short time. Yes, this subject is not something that can be discussed fully in one meeting. Therefore, if you are in agreement, I suggest that as I speak to you, if you have questions about anything I may say, will you please ask me now, so that we can continue along this topic with full understanding and with greater knowledge. Is this acceptable to you?
Yes, that's fine.
We discussed about the natural beings within your world, about the elementals, and we touched briefly on the subject of angels, and angelic beings, did we not?
Yes.
The first thing that I wish to say to you is this, that within the world many people are confused between the angelic being and what you term guide. Angelic beings have always been. They were here at the creation of this planet and all that it was to be. Angelic beings of the higher realm, shall we say, have never been of human form. There are many angels that you call guides. This band of angels have human form and have come to you for different purpose. Let us, for your understanding, call them greater angels and lesser angels, although they all belong to an angelic company. Firstly, my dear friends, I hope that you understand that mankind and this planet Earth is but a small part of the whole. That everything is intertwined. That mankind is not the only form with a spiritual counterpart. But I wish at this time to speak to you of the greater angels, the higher angels. These are the angels that are given to you and shown to you as figures of imagination, drawn with the human form, but with the occasion of small and large wings. Firstly, let me say that because these angelic beings have never had human form, they are purity of light. They are the life force not only of this planet, but of all creation. We touched upon the wings of these angels last time, did we not? What I wish to say to you is that this purity of light emanates from the top of the head and showing themselves in the form of humans makes them seem to have wings, which are in fact purity of light which surrounds the whole form. Angelic beings such as these are with each one of you. Every human form as an angelic being from the time of conception to the time of dying or rebirth, as we would wish to say. These greater angels are responsible for the consciousness, the soul of each human being. That is where they differ from the other angels, or guides, as you like to call them. I will stop here on the introduction of them to see if anyone wishes to question what I have taught.
Yes, could I mention St. John's writing about his vision in which he describes angels and four intelligent beings, yes, and 24 elders, which I took to be some or those who would be watching over the planet. But does that connect at all?
Yes, you have to understand that these elders, as you have described them, belong to a group of angels of whom I speak. These angelic beings are responsible for much of what governs this planet. There are many, many types of angelic beings who all have differing stations of work. Much of what has been written in what you term your Bible is in fact quite correct, but also, as you well know, much is man-made. But when we speak of visions of angels, I can assure you, my dear friends, we speak not of visions of the mind, or self-seeking visions, but we are speaking of that form of divine light, which was much stronger in the days when your so-called Bible was written. There are many, many variations along this evolution of angelic beings. You have angels of healing. They are one form of the great angelic being. Anyone who steps within a room of healing may or may not be aware that that angel of healing is there with them, that they know that healing is about to take place. They are responsible for the soul consciousness. We have angels of many types of work. But I will say to you, at this present moment in time, it is important for you to realize that there's a greater angel, and the evolution of these angels has existed, and they are closer to what we seek than any other form. Again, I will say to you, they are purity of light. They come from the source of all life. They have the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and the love of all things.
And as each child is born into this world, an angel has come with them.
Yes, you all have a guardian angel. These guardian angels come from this group of angels. They will never leave your side from the moment of conception until your death or rebirth. Whether you become aware of them is dependent upon your own consciousness, your own spiritual world. And remember what I have said, they are not your guides. You must not confuse the two. These angels govern the soul consciousness, the whole consciousness of this planet Earth, besides those of many others. I will tell you now that many of these beings have come from a spiritual planet of light to help with the evolution and lifting of consciousness of humankind. I believe this fact is not widely known, but we will discuss it if you wish.
Could I ask a question about the healing? They help with the healing. The energy that one can feel, would they be behind the energy? Is that a way to tell that they're there?
I would rather say that the healing guides, which superimpose themselves upon you, would be the energy that you would feel. Because the angels of the group I speak of come only for protection for the soul. You have the interaction in healing of both the angel and the angelic guide. Try to differentiate between the two if you can.
Would they be aware of one another?
Not necessarily. Because remember, your guidance is of a much lower order. And in fact, I would prefer not to use the term angelic guides for these beings. But they are known as angels, and for your sake of understanding, we must use your own term.
We have one of these angels. And that sounds a silly question, but what would happen if we didn't have the angel?
That is not possible.
Not possible.
Each one of you has a guardian angel.
So is that just the case of all life on other planets, would they all also have an angel?
Yes. Good. In different form. Of course, that is something we will come to. But for this time, we are speaking of angels in the human form as you would recognize them, and they have been seen. But let us perhaps say that these greater angels, because they are purity of light, are therefore able to change their appearance. Remember what I told you about the elementals. If they have the power to do this, what do you suppose the angels, the greater angels, have the power? They are the closest you can come in this form to what we seek. To that all-encompassing life force from which we come. They are the messengers from that all-encompassing life.
And would the guardian angel have the power to influence consciousness to prevent a physical accident that wasn't meant?
No. You are speaking of the guides. They are the ones who would look after form in this human existence. They are the ones who will try to influence you in many ways. The greater angels are more responsible for the whole outcome of consciousness in the planet. And although you are given one guardian angel, again, they do not have the right to interfere with your own free will. This is a complicated issue, and that is why it will take many of our meetings for you to come to the full understanding of what I tell you. I do not feel that you will understand it so easily without any discussions.
Can I go back on something else you said just now, Sarah? You said that in the time that George was talking about in the Bible, did you say the light was greater than it is now?
The understanding. Let me say that only those who have come to that stage of quietness and self-knowledge, if you like, only they and they alone will have a glimpse of these magnificent beings. And remember, they are magnificent beings. They have never touched or been in human form. They are purity of light. We are speaking now of creation in its own most pure form. This is what I wish you to try to understand. These guardian angels, their task is to try to protect you throughout your life, if they can. But their purpose is for the expansion of soul, consciousness, and all that is spiritual. They are not concerned with everyday living, as your guides are. They are the essence of being. They are the providers of this planet, of love, wisdom, power, and many, many most spiritual attributes. It is your right that because of the form that you inhabit, it will never be achieved in one life. Are you beginning to understand, my dear friends?
Yeah.
I feel an awe amongst you that I can touch you. Therefore, it is important that we take each step slowly.
With each reincarnation, would we still have the same guardian angel?
Yes. You will always have the same guardian angel, no matter how many incarnations there are.
So as we progress, they must be very pleased.
Of course, that is their purpose, to increase awareness and spiritual consciousness and all the attributes of spirit. But let me say this, they are not pleased in the same way that humankind would be. They would absorb that knowledge back into themselves. But that is another topic that you're touching on. All I wish you, I feel, to try to understand this time is that we have this group of beings, spiritual beings, which are little known about, but which are separate from those you call guides. Do you have more questions?
Any questions?
Yes, would they, during our disastrous periods when we've been having wars, would they be saddened, or would they simply not have that sort of reaction?
They are beyond human reactions of that kind.
Yes.
This is the point that I try to put to you, that they are beyond all of these emotions. And in fact, until you can place emotions to one side, it is highly unlikely that you would have a glimpse of any of these beings.
Yes, I understand.
Do you understand?
Good.
So when you finished coming back here, when you no longer need to come back onto Earth anymore, the job of that guardian angel is done, or does it go then on to something else?
It is never done. It is always interested in. Your progress will always be more. Imagine a room full of children with one teacher. If one advances a little more quickly than the other, it does not discard it to go to the one left behind. It will continue to show interest in all of those children. Would you agree? Try to imagine these angels in that type of world. And remember, you cannot put physical time to these things. Understanding and time does not belong to these angelic beings.
I just wondered if the angelic being was just simply for that one person. And that when it had finished its time on this earth, that it no longer needed to go on to somebody else, perhaps, because you said you keep the same guardian angel all the time.
Yes, but remember, your view and your vision is limited. Remember, these beings are the source of pure light, where knowledge is ever expanding. They do not see it as you would see it.
No.
This is the difficulty in trying to teach you about them, that your understanding of them is so limited. We are speaking of beings who have never, ever had to learn the lessons that you as beings have. They go along a different line of evolution.
Question. Like the animals do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I was listening to a radio program not too long ago about angels, different people ringing in to say they'd seen an angel. And they left behind a white feather. I couldn't quite see the point, but is that true?
It is possible, of course. It is just a manifestation that is within the power of all angelic beings.
So they could leave behind a white feather? Yes. I wondered why a feather.
I cannot tell you that. But there must have been some symbolic meaning,
yes.
I would think.
Maybe the wings.
No. No, you must dismiss this idea of the wings being made of feathers.
person.
I am sorry, I am not understanding you.
No, but if as humans we think of the wings as being made up of feathers, maybe that would be why.
Perhaps if that was your conception of what it should be, without knowing what happens, I cannot comment.
Yeah.
But just why would it seem impossible for some manifestation to be made? Many apples given
yes,
in
that's
the
true.
Ground, are they not?
Yes.
So, remember that all things are possible for my world.
Yeah.
Do you have more questions? Or are you happy with what I have told you this time?
What?
No, I'm happy.
Yeah, we need to think about this to
Yeah, that's right.
Just going back to St. John's account again, he mentions one great angel with one foot on the land and another foot in the sea, which would suggest an enormous size by our standards.
Yes. Remember that form means nothing to these beings. They are not limited by conditions as we would know them. And of course, how they show themselves to those who can perceive them is something that seems amazing to humankind. But yes, we do have the hierarchy, as you, I believe, call it, even in the evolution of the angels, that these beings do have some semblance of order, some form of hierarchy, in order that the divine plan can be played. There are indeed what is termed in your, what you call Bible, many angels and also archangels. They are the highest of all of these angels. Not because they have no power over them, that is not how the divine plan works. But there has to be order. And for this purpose alone, you have that group of angels who are called archangels. Because of their magnitude, of their great knowledge and wisdom.
So, any questions, James?
Like Mark,
yeah.
I was just thinking of Eileen, who saw an angel in her.
Oh, yes.
I think she was your instrument. You were using at the moment. She saw an angel, but I believe she was. I don't think she was in the complete trance, but she was.
Yes.
Yes. And it was her archangel that she saw. I believe you said that right.
When you have the right conditions, if you have the right frame of mind, if I could put it to you that way, if all of these conditions are right, then it is possible to have a glimpse of that angel who is with you for all of your life. It is open to each one of you to become aware of who your own guardian angel is. they would be only too willing to allow you a glimpse of who they are.
Are they therefore part of our own consciousness?
They are always within your consciousness, at all times. But it is whether your consciousness will allow them to come forward or not. That part must be played by you. There is nothing to prevent each one of you from having that knowledge, if you so desired. But I would say to you that the time which is best for any of these visions is not a time of seeking, but in a time of quiet resignation. Then your spirit comes to you. So, do not consciously seek, but allow that inner being to be still, to be quiet, and ask quietly that when the time is right, you be shown your very own guardianate.
When we're asked to, from your own teachings, you say, ask for help and guidance. Is that almost the first port of call? When we look into ourselves and ask for help, is it our guide that answers the questions or tries to help first?
Your own guidance, your own higher self, will be the first port of call, as you say. Remember, you have that guidance, but it is not these higher angelic beings. No. They will not step forward to offer you guidance. That is the second form of what I call angelic beings, your guide. That is the word that humankind has given to your guidance. And remember, you do not have just one guidance. There are many who come and leave within your lifetime who are there to help and guide you. But your own higher self is your first step of guidance. Do you understand?
Yes. I, like many, assume it's very difficult to separate, and I realise what you're saying, is to separate our physical from our spiritual.
Yes.
And what you're talking about is purely spiritual.
Yes.
And it's very difficult for us, isn't it, as human beings, to, as you said, cast away the encumbrance of everyday life and accept.
Yes.
I can accept it. You realise I do accept it. It's also very difficult to understand, isn't it?
Yes, that is why it is important that we go slowly, as we have always done at these meetings. That slowly, slowly, the understanding and the awareness becomes greater. That each one of you travels at your own pace of knowledge and development. That each one of you seeks that you will in your own time. We cannot rush you. Anyone from our world will not rush you. You are in control of your own spiritual unfoldment. But all I say to you is this, that these greater beings, these angelic beings, have a much greater responsibility than is imagined or understood within this planet. Their connection is not only with this planet, with humankind, but as I have said at the beginning, with all of the planets in your solar system. And there is, my dear friends, a planet of light where these beings do exist.
Can I ask another question, please?
Yes.
Often I've heard of guides having been, having lived here before, having been a physical God being.
Yes.
That obviously is a lesser angel,
yes,
as you originally said. But do they progress on to be a hierarchy of angel or not? Because they're no.
They travel along a different evolution. The line of evolution for these beings is entirely different.
Right.
What I speak to you tonight about
is
a divine and purity of light which cannot be intermingled with the evolution of I do not like greater and lesser. These words create confusion, but I am not sure how else to put it to you.
I think we all understood the
letter
in the term that it was
meant. Yes, yes. But I want you to understand this time how much wider, how much greater the knowledge that these angelic beings have, how much more expansive is their knowledge and the help that they can give to this one little planet. That is what I would like you to try to think about this time. The greatness of these beings and how important they are to the evolution of so many, many things. All other forms of beings come back to these greater archangels, shall we call them, and their line of helpers and those who come and stand close by humankind. I think I have given you enough this time to think about. I will accept your questions next time because I know you will have some for me, and then we will go just a little further if you are willing to do so.
Thank you.
I will leave you, my dear friends, with these many, many thoughts. My desire for you, of course, would be that each one of you became aware of these beings who stand so close to you within your lifetime, that you could feel the love that they exude, that you could feel their own beauty. And indeed, it is something to behold. I leave you all, my dear friends, as ever, with my love and my thanks to each one of you. your time and your dedication, it will be synced